Number nine, a compromise. Amen. How many of y'all know something about compromise? Amen. If you're married, you have had to compromise. If you are married, you have had to compromise with your spouse about something. Exodus 12 and verse number 38. Exodus 12, 38. Go ahead and stand if you're able. Exodus 12, verse 38. Stand if you are able. Exodus 12, verse 38. How many of y'all familiar with the mixed multitude? You're going to find a mixed multitude everywhere you go. Amen. Exodus 12, verse 38. Let's go ahead and read verses 37 and 38. Of course, this is the Exodus from Egypt and going with Israel tags along another band of people that the Bible calls a mixed multitude. Exodus 12, verses 37 and 38. Read those verses with me together. Here we go, verse 37. And the children of Israel journeyed from Ramses to Succoth, about 600,000 on foot that were men, beside children, and a mixed multitude went up also with them, and flocks and herds, even very much cattle. Amen. So we see 600,000 men, they say roughly, and that's not counting the men or the ladies and the children, but with them went a mixed multitude. Amen. Sometimes having a mixed variety of things is good, like in mixed vegetables, amen, in a salad. When it comes to Christianity, it's not good. Amen. Mixed vegetables is great. Amen. That's great. But when you have a mixed multitude, there comes problems with that. And we'll talk a little bit about that tonight. Father, thank you so much for your goodness. And Lord, thank you for your grace. Thank you for this area that we're looking at and that we call compromise. And Lord, in this mixed multitude, there are always going to be a type of worldly unsaved people in the church. And we as God's people have to stand up for that, which is right. Lord, we can't kick them out and we can't ban them, but we, Lord, need to encourage them and not have them encourage us. Thank you so much for your goodness and your love, Lord, work in us and through us tonight. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Amen. All right, you may be seated. Compromise here we're looking at, the mixed multitude, the mixed multitude. You've got 600,000 men beside the children and the ladies, but there's a mixed multitude going up with them. How many of y'all think that the mixed multitude outnumbered Israel? Raise your hand. Probably not. I would venture to say there were probably more of Israel than there were of the mixed multitude. More of the children of God than the worldly unsaved people. I believe that. Say, preacher, why do I say that? Well, mainly God came to take out who? Israel. He didn't come to take out the mixed multitude. He came to take out Israel. But why do you think some of the mixed multitude went with Israel? Why would they want to go with these people that have plagued Pharaoh and been a thorn in his side? Yes. They did end up with a lot of stuff on the way out. Amen. Yes. So that God beat Pharaoh's God, so that must be the crowd to go with. Amen. Mrs. White. Amen. Amen. Misty? Could be. Could be. Amen. Carol? Curiosity? And speaking of curiosity, was there much left of Egypt anyway after God got through with them? I don't think there was a whole lot left there after they... After God got done with them, it was stinking like frogs. Amen. Everything got burnt up. I mean, the rain and the murrain came down and destroyed the crops. Their cattle were killed. The flies had decimated things. I mean, the firstborn was gone. So not really a whole lot there to stay for. Amen. Anybody else? Any ideas as to why? Now, the Bible doesn't really say why they went. We do know that they did go. And we do know that they did cause problems. And that's what we're going to look at tonight. Any other ideas as to why they might have wanted to go? I think the grass is always greener on the other side. Hey, we've been here all this time, and look at where it got us. Let's go to a new frontier. Maybe they Star Trek, you know, new frontier, you know. Exploring where no man has ever gone before. Amen. Let's go on out there. Amen. There's a pretty strong God here, so we know we're going to be protected. Amen. If their God can do that to Pharaoh, and we thought Pharaoh was God, amen. We go with him. Amen. We've got some covering over us. Amen. So let's keep going with them. Amen. And so it says down there, and a mixed multitude went up also with them. By the way, why didn't God stop the mixed multitude from going with them? Couldn't God have stopped the mixed multitude? He could have stopped every last one of them. Why didn't God stop the mixed multitude? Where you say, and do they still have a free choice? The mixed multitude didn't have to go. They still, and God will allow you to exercise your free will, your free choice. Misty? His salvation. Now, did the mixed multitude, did every single one of them cause a problem? Probably not. Probably not. I believe there were a couple of choice ones in the mix, amen? But God didn't stop them from going, no more than God stops unsaved people from coming to church. Do we have a mixed multitude in the church? Yes, we do. I don't know everybody's heart. I don't know who is saved. I've been in church with some people that I would have put money down that they were saved and they were not. And then there were others that didn't act a bit more saved than a concrete wall and they were saved. And you think... So we don't know who's the mixed multitude and who's not the mixed multitude, but there are some things that we know about the mixed multitude. And by the way, there is some danger and some caution about the mixed multitude. Amen. And let me just read this here. Hanging with the mixed multitude, listening to the mixed multitude, watching the mixed multitude can rub off. Why do I say that? It's the same way with the movies, the music, the magazines, the media, the money. When you watch that crowd, it will affect you sooner or later, somehow, some shape, fashion, or form. It will begin to make an indelible impression on your heart. And when you see them all the time and it seems like they're happy getting away with whatever they're doing, well, why can't I be like that? Because you're not like that. That's why. And so we have to exercise caution because it can rub off. Hold your finger there and go with me to Psalms 1. Psalms 1. And this is who? The blessed who? Blessed man or woman, whichever one you want to shape it up to be. Amen. Psalm number 1. And again, talking about compromise. Is compromise always bad? No. No, compromise is not always bad. In marriage, you need compromise. Why? I don't always see things right, and my wife doesn't always see things right, but we come together to compromise to get what's right. Amen. She's got great ideas, I've got good ideas, but together we have outstanding ideas. Amen. So when you look at Psalm 1, notice what it says here. Blessed is a man that walketh not in the counsel of who? The ungodly. Is the mixed multitude ungodly? Yes, they don't have God. And it says, nor standeth in the way of sinners. Do they have a sinner's lifestyle? Yes. And then it says, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. Might they be scornful? Yes. Yes, yes, and yes. And so this crowd went with them. So what do we as God's people need to do when the mixed multitude is in our mix? Verse number 2. But his delight. I'm making up words up here, amen. But his delight is in the law of the Lord. And in his law doth he meditate day and night. Now, by the way, if I'm here delighting in the law of the Lord and meditating in his word and the mixed multitude is around me, what decisions am I going to make? I could be tuning them out. If I'm here, I'm meditating in the law, I'm delighting myself in the law of the Lord, I'm meditating in His word, and the multitude is all around me, the mixed multitude, and they come to me and they want something, what am I more than likely going to do? I'm going to be more spiritual. Why? I'm delighting myself in the law of the Lord, and I'm meditating in His word. So when they come, I'm going to be able to have a spiritual answer. Why do you think Caleb and Joshua were able to stand against the other 10 spies? Evidently, they were doing that. What does it say? This book of the law should not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein what? Day and night, that thou mayest observe to do what? All according to that which is in the word of God. And so Joshua was given that command, but I believe that was already in Joshua's lifestyle. That's why he and Caleb were able to stand. So when you are meditating in the word of God and the multitude is around you, you're not going to walk with them, and you're not going to stand with them, and you're not going to sit with them. You're going to be moving for God because you're always in the word of God, and then you make decisions based upon the word of God. And what is the outcome of this man? Verse number 3. And he should be like a what? Tree planted by the rivers of water. By the way, will there be some ungodly winds come against your life? Yes. And by the way, if you're not rooted deep enough, you're going to get blown over. We had a gust of wind at our house today. G2 told me that we had these big old blocks of cinder. I mean, huge blocks on our basketball hoop. And a big gust of wind came and blew it over. And I mean, they are heavy. Bigger than the ones out there. And it blew over and didn't go over frontwards, went over backwards. Amen. Just from wind. Look, that's going to happen to you and I as we live. The mixed multitudes at Fry's, at the Safeway, at the grocery store, there where you work, they're at school. The mixed multitude is in the church. The mixed multitude is everywhere. And if we don't have what we need from the word of God, we will be like Israel and we will fall. Amen. By the way, there's philosophy out there telling you how to dress, how to raise your children, how to talk, how to walk, how to spend your money. There's a philosophy. And it is a mixed multitude philosophy. Notice the end result here. He should be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. So it's not going to come all at the first, but it's going to come. His leaf also shall not wither, whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. So no matter what this man does, if he walks around in the mix of the mixed multitude, guess what? It's going to prosper. So he can go to any mixed multitude, and if he's delighting himself in the law of the Lord, if he's meditating therein, it doesn't matter where he goes. If he keeps that meditation, what's going to happen? He's going to prosper. Might it always seem like that at first? No, but it says in his season. In his season. You may look at it and say, well, Lord, I'm doing this, and it doesn't seem like it's prospering. According to that verse down there, that bringeth forth his fruit in his what? You keep up. It will bear. It will bear. What did God say? My word will not return void. It's going to accomplish that which I send it out to do. Amen. And so we've got to be careful with the mixed multitude. Go over to Numbers chapter 11. So what we've got to do is delight ourselves in the law of the Lord and meditate there. Numbers chapter number 11. And hanging, listening, watching this mixed multitude crowd can rub off. By the way, should I keep my eyes on the mixed multitude or the master? What do we oftentimes do sometimes? Why? They seem prosperous. Doesn't Joel Osteen seem prosperous? T.D. Jakes? Kenneth Hagin, Joyce Meyer. They look pretty like, man, I can just, come over, rub elbows with her. I wouldn't. I would keep your eyes on the Lord Jesus Christ. You let Joyce be Joyce, you let Joel be Joel, and you let T.D. Jakes be T.D. Jakes. You just keep your eyes on the Lord. If he wanted you to be like them, he would have made you them. You keep your eyes on the Lord Jesus Christ. By the way, I love Paul Chappell's teachings, but I am not Paul Chappell. And so I'm not going to stay glued to him and say, well, I don't believe him. I love John Getch, and I love some of the rest of these preachers. I love some of these guys. Amen. I love Brother Baldwin. I love Pastor Bennett, but I am not them, and neither do I want to be them. I've got to be the best Pastor Dawson that God has called me to be. And the only way I'm going to be that is to keep my eyes on the Lord Jesus Christ. If I look at anybody else, I begin to want to suck up everything that they do. Now, they may have good qualities and characteristics. Amen. Praise God. And I should want good godly characters and qualities. I should want that. But everything in his time, I've got to be what God called me to be. And by the way, you've got to be what God called you to be. Don't try to be Pastor Dawson. There's only one of me. I am the only one. G2 is about the closest carbon that there is. There is no other one of me. I'm so glad when Pastor White gets up and preaches, he's not trying to be me. He would be very unsuccessful as me, as I would be unsuccessful as him, as Brother Holmes would be unsuccessful as us. Why? We are who we are. And we've got to keep our eyes on the Lord Jesus Christ. But notice this mixed multitude rears its ugly head here in Numbers chapter number 11. Notice it starts up in verse number 1. When the people complained and displeased the Lord heard it, and his anger was kindled, and the fire of the Lord burned among them and consumed them that were in the uttermost parts of the camp. Amen. One thing you don't want to do is displease the Lord. You don't want to do that. And the people cried unto Moses, and when Moses prayed unto the Lord, the fire was quenched. So Moses said, all right, let's pray for these folk, and the fire was quenched. He called the name of that place Taberah because the fire of the Lord burned among them. But notice verse 4, and the who? Mixed multitude that was among them fell a what? A lusting. Lusting is not a bad word. It's a neutral word to mean desiring. The case is, what are you desiring? If I'm desiring my wife, that's a good thing. If I'm desiring something that God would not have me to have, that's a bad thing. So they are desiring or lusting a bad thing here. The mixed multitude that was among them fell a lusting, and the children of Israel also wept again. Now, didn't they weep earlier? They just won. they wept again, the Bible says. So it lets you know that this is an occurrence that happens frequently. Now, who did it say wept? Did it say the mixed multitude wept? Now, don't you find that strange that the mixed multitude went desiring, but it's the children of Israel that's weeping? Why do you think that's so? This is how it goes. Desire? Hey, Mr. Jew Israel, can you eat some crawfish?
God said we can't have no crawfish.
Can you have some shrimp?
God said we can't have no shrimp.
He had some crab legs?
God said, we can't have no crab legs.
You ever had a ham sandwich?
God said, we can't have no ham sandwich.
You ain't had no bacon?
God said, we can't have no bacon.
You can't have no crab legs? You can't have no ham? You can't have no bacon? You can't have no pig's feet?
God said, we can't have no pig feet.
You can't have no catfish?
No fried catfish.
Man, you ain't living.
Yeah, we ain't living.
God. That's how it happens. The mixed multitude will always tempt you with something that you can't have, that God knows is not good for you, and make you feel sorry for being a Christian. Make you feel sorry you ever start following God.
We got to do all this stuff. We got to dress like this. We got to talk like this. We got to give a tithe, and we got to give to the missions fund, and we got to give to the building fund, and we got to go soul winning and tell others about Jesus Christ, and I got no time for myself. I can't even live.
Well, our preacher don't ask nothing of us. We just come to church. We don't give. We don't do anything. We just come and suck it up.
Well, I want to go to your church.
Hey. It says the mixed multitude that was among them fell a-lusting, and the children of Israel also wept again. God's unfair again. Why does God always get the blame? God always gets the blame. They started to weep, and the children of Israel wept again and said, who shall give us flesh to eat? Notice this. We remember. What do they remember? The fish which we did eat in Egypt freely. Yeah, it cost you to be a slave. Cost you to be a slave. Up at old dark 30, and you didn't go to bed until night 30. Freely, huh? It cost you a beating on your back. It cost your husbands to get killed. It cost your children to get taken into Pharaoh's harem. But we ate freely. We did eat in Egypt freely. The cucumbers and the melons and the leeks and the onions and the garlic, a little spice of life. Those are the next two words. But now, since I got saved, since I turned my life to Jesus. Can't go to the club anymore. Can't hang out over here with these folk anymore. Can't do this anymore. Can't do this anymore. Why?
The mixed multitude whispering in my ear. Whispering in my ear. Tell me what I missed out on.
I like that song, the Clark Family. Anybody got the Clark Family CD? They got a song, I've Missed Out. And they begin talking about all the things in the world they missed out on. And they say, you know what? I might have missed out on that. But it's just a heartache. It's just sorrow. It's just sadness.
Okay, I remember when I first got saved and I came back and I told folks I stopped drinking. They said, you stopped drinking, man? You're missing out. I said, yep, missed out on headaches, missing out on blacking out, missing out on brawls, missing out on fights, missing out on an empty pocketbook, and missing out on having all bad things at me, missing out on DUIs, I'm missing out on crashing my car. Boy, I'm missing out. I'm just missing out.
Well, a little toddy for the body never hurt nobody. It did damage to mine.
Cirrhosis of the liver, I think that kills.
Hey, what am I saying here? They are going back and they forgot about the bondage that this brought, the burdens that this bought, the beatings that this bought, and all of the confinement that this bought for 400 plus years. But now, our soul is dried away. There's nothing at all beside this manna before our eyes. This is the life that we've got to live, suffering for Jesus. No more club, no more alcohol, no more cigarettes, no more cursing, no more drugs. Life is miserable since I've been saved. Help me, please, please.
How much of that will you have in heaven?
None.
God's trying to spare you and clean you up for glory.
But they want to go back. Now, let me show you the real danger about this, because they began talking about that. They give a description of the manna that was there and how it fell. Let me tell you what the damaging part of all this is. Verse number 10, then Moses heard the people weep throughout their families. You think the man of God likes to hear that? Everybody's complaining, everybody's weeping, everybody's crying how bad it is.
Well, whilst all Moses tried to do was lead them out of bondage, out of Egypt, out of slavery, it was prophesied. All he's trying to do is lead them into God's will, and all he's hearing is a bunch of weeping, moaning, belly aching kids.
You took us out of Egypt. Where's my melon? Where's my leeks? Where's your beating? I can beat you if you want. I got a rod, don't forget. Amen.
That's what Moses, I got a rod here. You want to get beat here? Feel the back of my rod. Amen.
But he's a man of God, so he ain't going to do that.
Some preachers might though, amen.
Then Moses heard the people weep throughout their families, every man in the door of his tent. And the anger of the Lord was kindled greatly. Who heard it first? God heard it first, but guess what? Moses heard it. The anger of the Lord was kindled. Moses also was what? How does that make a leader feel? I mean, you're at your job, you're trying to lead your people at your job, and everybody's complaining and belly aching and moaning. How does that make the leader feel?
It discourages his heart. I'm just trying to obey my boss. And I got y'all kicking and scratching and fighting. Can't we just say that, yeah, that's what the boss wants? Let's do it. But you got a bellyache and moan. Don't you know Moses is probably having a bad day?
Moses said unto the Lord, wherefore hast thou afflicted thy servant?
He says, how come you beating me with these people?
Now, who did he get started with? Mixed multitude. Who went crying?
Israel.
Mixed multitude told him, well, you're missing out. And if Moses is really man of God, he'd take you back to Egypt and give you some of these leeks and melons and fish and give you some catfish. Notice what it says down there. Moses heard, and Moses said unto the Lord, wherefore hast thou afflicted thy servant? And wherefore have I not found favor in thy sight that thou layest the burden of all this people upon me? He said, Lord, why are you doing this to me?
Don't you feel that way sometimes as a leader at your job sometimes? You got no account workers underneath you that don't want to do anything. And you know, you can't kick them and you can't fire them.
Moses couldn't fire none of these people. He couldn't send any of these people back to Egypt. He could just sit out there and leave. And they have to follow. Notice what Moses says. Have I conceived all these people? He said, did I give birth to them? Now I can see, he said, if it was my children, I can beat them. But you gave me all, I can't beat them. He said, have I conceived all these people? Have I begotten them that thou shouldest say unto me, carried them in thy bosom as a nursing father, beareth the sucking child unto the land which thou swearest unto their fathers? When should I have flesh to give unto all this people? And you know what flesh he's talking about, right? The mixed multitude talking about all the things that they had. And for they weep unto me, saying, give us flesh that we may eat. I am not able to bear this people alone because it is too heavy for me. And notice verse 15. And if thou deal thus with me, if you're going to do this to me, kill me. I pray thee out of hand. How many of y'all ever felt that way? Lord, if I got to just kill me now. Let's just get it over with. If I got to go through this with my children, if I got to go through this with my wife, if I got to go through this with my husband, if I got to go through this with this person, if I go this person at my job, my neighbor, Lord, just kill me now. Get it over with. I want to live another day like this. Just kill me. He said, kill me, I pray thee, out of hand, if I found favor in thy sight. He said, if you please with me, kill me now. Let me not see my wretchedness. What wretchedness is Moses talking about? Anybody know? His inability to lead his people. Who normally takes the brunt of the people that don't follow? The leader. The leader. Hey, the playoffs are going on now. Who's getting the blame for Portland's loss the other night, G2? Damian Lillard. He's a leader. Last series when Houston was not doing good, who got the blame? Steph Curry. The leader always gets the blame. Moses said, I don't want to see my wretchedness. Don't show me how bad I am as a leader. Who did it all stem from? Mixed multitude. Mixed multitude. Whisper in the ear. How could this been avoided if the children of Israel had been grounded in what God wanted, like the blessed man, this wouldn't have happened. But they were so wishy-washy and all over the place that now Moses hears the complaints, he hears the criticism, and because of the complaints and the criticism, it begins to cripple the leader. He feels ineffective. Folks, it happens at your jobs, it happens with sports teams, it happens in the church, it happens everywhere the mixed multitude whispers in God's people's ears. And you and I have to pat ourselves with the word of God to avoid this. By the way, can we easily pick out the mixed multitude? Oftentimes, no. Oftentimes, no. You see, they don't single out any particular person here. Oftentimes, it's hard to pick them out. Go to John chapter 6 with me. John chapter 6. It is very difficult to pick the mixed multitude out oftentimes. Why is that? Because oftentimes, they look like everybody else. To fit in, I'm sure they dressed the way Israel dressed. They probably started taking on the diet that they took on. There was nothing to eat but manna, remember? They couldn't go to the nearest fishing store and get some fish. They couldn't go to the lake and fish. John chapter number 6, and notice verse number 7, Jesus said this. Go back up to verse 66. From that time, many of his disciples went back and walked no more with him. This is Jesus. Then said Jesus unto the 12, will ye also go away? Verse 68, then Simon Peter answered him, Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life. And we believe and are sure that thou art that Christ, the Son of the living God. Who is Peter speaking for? Who's he speaking for? Who's in his circle? The disciples, all 12. He's speaking for all 12. And notice what Jesus comes back for. Comes back and says, verse 70, Jesus answered them, have not I chosen you, how many? 12, and one of you is a what? A devil. What is that? Mixed. A mixed person in the crowd. He spake of Judas Iscariot, the son of Simon, for it was that should betray him, being one of the 12. Will you always find mixed in the multitude? Yes. Will there always be mixed in the church? Yes. Will there be mixed in the family? Yes. Will there be mixed at your job? Yes. Will there be mixed at the sports arena? Yes, yes, and yes. There's always going to be a mixed multitude. What do we have to do as God's people? Be like the blessed man. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. If it sounds ungodly, don't walk in it. Remember what we're talking about? You take off the shoes, you're going to be in trouble. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of scornful, but his delight. I've got to be in the word of God. If I'm not in the word of God, then I will fall prey to the mixed multitude when they whisper in my ear. They will tell me how unfair God is. If I'm not strong enough, I'll listen. and I'll fall. I'll cry. And I'll make it hard for my leadership to do what God wants them to do. Moses was crying and because he was crippled and because they were complaining. And as a result, he cowered down and said, God, just kill me. How many men of God have quit down through the ages because their churches just would not follow them? And they fought and they fought. And oftentimes it's because of a Judas Iscariot hiding in the mix. Let's close with 2 Peter chapter 2 and verse 1. 2 Peter chapter 2 and verse 1. Peter here speaking of false prophets, he should know because Judas was amongst them. 2 Peter chapter number 1. Peter speaking about the false prophets being there. And he begins talking about that in chapter number 1. Then in chapter number 2, he says, but there were false prophets also among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among who? You, who probably shall bring in damnable heresies, even denying the Lord that brought them, and bring upon themselves swift destruction. And how many? Many shall follow their pernicious ways, by reason of whom the way of truth shall be evil spoken of. The truth is evil. Wait, the truth is evil spoken of? Yeah, the truth is evil spoken. God created man, and he created a woman. And what is that? That's truth, right? And what are we saying now? It's okay for two men to get together. That's a truth. It's evil spoken of. You Christians just believe that just because there are two men that God won't bless that. God ain't gonna bless that. Well, you Christians believe that because it's two women, God ain't gonna bless that. God ain't gonna bless that. And the truth of the matter is evil spoken of, you Christians. You're so narrow-minded. There's nothing wrong with mushrooms in the school. So narrow. Let them experiment. No, let them kill each other. The truth becomes evil spoken of. Folks, that's the mixed multitude. He says, there were false prophets. There are going to be false teachers among you. He said, they're going to come in. And through covetousness, verse 3, shall they with feigned words, sweet enticing words, false words, make merchandise of you, whose judgment now of a long time lingereth not, and their damnation slumbereth not. He said, they're going to get what they have coming to them, folks. You and I have got to be really aware that the mixed multitude is alive and well today. They're in our schools. They're at your jobs. They're in the supermarket. They're everywhere. They're trying to kick Chick-fil-A out of the airports now because they have standards against homosexual activity. And they're trying to ban Chick-fil-A from airports, especially in California. We don't want you in here if you don't want all people. They didn't say that. Don't take their money. They just said, we have a stand against that practice. Never once did Chick-fil-A stop anyone from getting a chick sandwich in their store. They just have a stand that says, we think homosexuality is wrong. So now we're going to kick you out of our airport. We're going to ban you. The truth is evil spoken of. Hey, folks, they'll do the same thing to you. They'll do the same thing to me. What do we have to do? Blessed is the man who walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, but standeth in the way of sinners. No citizen to see the score for. Hey, they're going to be in your families. They're going to be there. And they're going to expect you to feel sorry for them by whispering in your ear, want you to cry, and you don't want God's wrath on you. Don't agree with it. Don't be mean to them either. You got to love them in the Lord Jesus Christ because Jesus died for them too. You got to love them. Love the sinner. Hate the sin. Amen. Hey, folks, I'm talking about compromise. Mixed multitude, what is it? It's a type of worldly, unsaved people in the church, just like they were in Israel. They're going to be here, just like they were in Jesus' group of 12. They're going to be at your jobs. They're going to be in your families. They're going to be everywhere. Our job is to stand for God. Our job is to stand. And we've got to have the Word of God. You cannot stand without this blessed book as your source. You cannot stand. You cannot. Why did Joshua and Caleb stand? I believe because they followed this book. They followed this book. That book. Keep going to that book. Amen. Folks, let's stand for God. I admire this guy. I don't know if this guy was saved in Colorado, but he said, look, I'm not going to fall for that. I'm going to stand. I'm not going to stand. I pray that he was saved. But even if he wasn't, that's the stand a Christian ought to have. We're going to stand for what's right. We're going to stand for what's right. Father, thank you so much for your goodness. Lord, help us. As we see compromises all around us, Oh, Lord, the children of Israel made it hard for Moses with their crying and with their complaining. They crippled him, and he wanted you to kill him. Oh, God, help us to, Lord, get involved and follow leadership that's godly. Lord, help us to pat ourselves against the mixed multitude, because they will cry in our ears and they will complain about what we used to do and how we can do this and how we should do that and how we should be allowed to do this and do that. But Lord, I pray that we might run it all through the Word of God, run it through the Spirit of God, and help us to take a stand for righteousness and godliness and holiness. Lord, this mixed multitude will not get an upper hand on things of God. Thank you so much for loving us, Lord, and I pray that you would help us to leave here differently than we came in, Lord, not compromising, but standing for Jesus, not to allowing the mixed multitude to sway our minds, but to stand to our convictions of that which we know is right. Unless the truth, we know the truth will be evil spoken of, but Lord, if they speak evil against the truth, they've got bigger problems than us. And so, Lord, I do thank you that we have the truth of the Word of God, and help us to stand in it, for it, by it, and Lord, love it, because that is our peace. That is our hope. Thank you for loving us. Thank you for dying for us, Lord. Dismiss us with thy blessings, Lord. Help us as we reassemble the things here. Prepare us as we drive up to the Grand Canyon tomorrow. And Lord, I just thank you so much for being a great God in our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. Pastor Wise got our closing announcements. We do have to get things back in order. We don't get this night off. Amen. Don't be a mixed multitude going to lustings. And I don't want to help move the chairs. Make Pastor White weep and cry.